got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
New things in life that are kind of experiencing. With a newborn, Jess, I've got a four-month-old named Jack. Trying everything again with a child is so different to what it was like before
you
have a kid. So like going to giant family events, just be like, all right, you get there,
yep.
You bump into your favorite cousin, have a go at one of your aunties for saying something that's a bit off. You leave. But now with a newborn, especially with the extended family not meeting them, it's like a,
oh,
right,
this was the first time they were meeting him.
This weekend was my auntie and godmother's 70th birthday, Mary, and got a lot of time for Mary. So my wife and I,
I've got a lot of time for Mary. One of my favorite aunties.
Yeah, I know.
Yours.
Yeah, my wedding, you and Mary.
We bonded.
Yeah, I know. It's because
she said that I was the show.
She didn't. That was Mari, another auntie. But I understand you did get a lot of support from a lot of my aunties at the wedding. But something happened, and I didn't handle it well. I'm going to be honest. So we're driving, my wife and I, we're driving with our son to this family thing, and like to put the scale of the size of my dad's family. And if you're listening, and you've got a big family, like dad is the eldest of 11 children,
right?
And then they've all had kids. Like I'm one of them, obviously. And then now we're having kids, like a whole bunch of
good
us.
Lord.
So there's just,
honestly, sounds bigger than the primary school I went to.
It's terrifying. but I knew that, like, with a newborn meeting, a giant group of people, and everyone was potentially going to want to come up and say g'day because they hadn't met him before.
Yeah.
My wife and I was like, look, I don't want to overstimulate him. It's going to be a lot of people. I will be the gatekeeper and I will be the security guard. No one's going to hold him. I'll be like, hey, yep, this is Jack. He's happy. Whether he's on the floor, I'll keep him in my arms.
I thought you were going to start an orderly line. Everyone line up. Everyone will get 5 minutes with the baby.
Minutes. So, and like, obviously, like, family's lovely, and I'm not worried about that, but it's just like, all right, is passing the baby around, is it going to, could this hurt us later in the afternoon?
Right.
And I was like, no. I said to my wife, I was like, I'm the gatekeeper. I will make sure that nobody holds this baby. You watch me. Babe, got you.
Was security pretty lax?
Oh, security clocked off about 5 minutes in. The first person asked to hold the baby. She's like, can I have a hold, obviously? And I was like, sure, I can't think of a reason why not. And then that started, like, kind of what you're saying, like an orderly queue of everyone wanting. And luckily it all went fine.
Was he one of the only babies in the room as well?
The only baby.
Oh, but there you go. You needed other distractions.
Yeah. So, because I...
What happened to your sister? Why didn't she bring the kids?
I've got a nephew that's the exact same age as my son, but they were at the Wiggles. So I couldn't nab a ticket to go to the Wiggles. But I like to think of myself, and if you're out there and you might be like, I know when I say something, I'm going to do it. Or if I say something's not going to happen, I'm going to try my best. But just like the damn wall after a sprinkling of rain burst open, and my wife didn't mind. She was like, I just thought it was hilarious that you were pretending to be this big tough no one come near my son. And then it was like, I couldn't think of one excuse of why to not hand over.
Well, as someone who doesn't have children, if you just go, oh, needs a change, I'm not going to touch that baby.
Well, it would have, again, 11 brothers and sisters. Yeah. That's 11 changes. I did.
Why hasn't he changed his kid's nappy yet?
I did get advice from a friend saying, put the baby in a carrier.
Oh,
can't hold a baby
yes.
if it's in a carrier. So,
yeah, that's great advice.
So if you're listening and this is a situation...
I just went straight to poo.
Yeah, I know. And it's smart to do sometimes. So I thought this might be handy to talk about, because in the lead up to Christmas time, if someone's if you've got a newborn or you know someone's got a newborn...
Straight in the carrier.
There's some passing on. Finally, I've been looking for advice to pass on. I didn't experience it. I missed out on it, but it's secondhand.
Hey, you've got some more Christmas events coming up.
Absolutely.
So next time, carrier.
And there's always more poo, so you just never know.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
I haven't really talked about it much on the show. I've been pretty quiet about it. But I don't know if you know, I'm engaged.
Really?
Yeah.
I've barely heard. No, it's very exciting. When did it happen? May? June?
May. And it turns out my fiancé picked a great time to propose.
Right, May is a good time. I mean, did he choose a great time to propose? Like, literally? Because
within our relationship, it was, I was like, hurry up.
Right. I just meant like we were away as like my wife and I and you and your now fiancé and a couple other friends. We went away all together as a weekend. You guys went out to get the milk. You were gone for 2 hours. The milk never came back. Obviously,
okay, you just wanted crepes.
It was way better you coming back engaged for the energy. But again, no milk. We move on with
this. This isn't about my engagement, though.
Okay.
I think he's just chosen a great year to propose to me.
The year 2023.
We have gotten in ahead of the engagement gap.
What's the engagement gap?
Have you been? Have you heard anything?
I haven't
about
been hearing this.
Okay,
Jess.
So the engagement gap, essentially, when couples get together, most couples average, yeah, on average,
when a mummy loves a daddy, or a mummy loves a mummy.
Or a daddy loves a daddy.
Yeah, you know.
Most couples on average are together 3.25 years before they get engaged.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And so then those
three and a quarter
are usually engaged for a minimum of a year before they get married.
Yeah.
The engagement gap is because of COVID. So,
well, there was the wedding gap where, like, that just, mm-hmm, everyone trying to get married, their wedding got pushed back.
Pushed back.
So, like, normally it takes, what, like a year or so if you get engaged, you start planning it. Some people were like out towards 2.5-3 years. Yeah.
That the wedding gap is closed.
That's closed. That's
the
closed.
Engagement gap has only just begun. Okay. Because if you go back 3.25 years, where do you get to?
3.25 years. That's COVID.
The start of COVID.
That's 2020. Yeah. Right.
So for the last three and a bit years, a lot of people weren't meeting one another, mm-hmm, right? So we didn't have a lot of people dating. They weren't going out and meeting new people. And now all of a sudden they have started to. And so the wedding industry, or more specifically, the engagement industry. So
jewelry
engagement
business,
rings,
baby.
Have just started seeing this boom in engagement rings.
So because we're at the end of 2023, at the end of 2020, when in Victoria, the 15th lockdown had already happened.
Yes.
So are you saying for the next 6 months to a year,
engagements are going to start flying in, and we're going to see another boom of weddings. It is going to be that whole big period again, another like cycle of it.
So really, like it's super common after you start dating someone, 3 years and
this is
and
what this study
three and a quarter
has said.
Years.
3.25 years.
I met my wife end of 2016, I think.
Yep.
End of 2016, married end of 2019.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was exactly three years. And
well, engaged end of 2019.
Engaged, yeah. End of 2019. So, mm-hmm, it's exactly three years and 2.5 months.
Yeah.
Eesh.
So you,
am I part of the system?
You are part of, you're a cog in the system.
No, I'm a cog in the wheel of love. The wheel of love in the car of marriage. And it's a very good car to be driving with as your life partner, you know.
Yeah, so this is why there's been a bit of a dip in the engagement and the wedding industry over the last 6 months or so. But they're starting to see that go up, and
okay,
apparently it is going to absolutely boom. So if you are planning to propose this festive season,
squeaky knee season fever,
you may need to start looking at wedding venues quick smart.
Hey, if you didn't have enough pressure to propose, there you go. You're welcome, Jess. Thank you very much. Not only did you do it to your partner.
Just helping everyone else out.
Everyone else. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Jess, moving house, literally, I got the keys to my new house today, a new rental.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I've picked a time of the year to do it, you know?
Mm.
Now, the people that own a house, they're renovating, so unfortunately, you can't live in a house while it's been completely, well, not completely, half torn down.
Yeah.
So, like, it is what it is. Over the last 10 years, I've moved a lot. So, mm-hmm, I would say every 2 years, pretty much, I've had to move
house. I was going
to
say, how many houses are you up to at this
point?
I don't want to talk about it. Have you done that game before?
No,
I think I'm sitting at about 9.
Yeah, look, it's more than I was hoping to be at the age of 30. Like, it's approaching double digits. But, you know, when you move around the country doing radio.
Yep,
that's
the game, baby.
The whole thing is now that we're here in Geelong, like, this is where we want to be for,
yes,
essentially the rest of our lives. So, mm-hmm, this is hopefully a house we're moving into, like this rental. This is hopefully years and years and years. And,
yeah,
and this week I've been packing, packing the house and getting everything in boxes. And normally, Tetris King. Tetris King is something that I have.
You pride yourself on being able to pack a car.
I mean, because normally we've done it and we've had to move across the country, you only get one shot with the moving truck. If it doesn't fit or it doesn't fit in your cars,
mm-hmm,
it's a big issue. So, but now that my wife and I, we have a 4-month-old baby, his name's Jack, time to pack has really just kind of really...
I mean, parenting's not that hard, Tim.
I
imagine
know.
You have all the time
just,
in the world.
I'm
what
just
are you talking
so
about?
Distracted from sleeping so much that I haven't had as much time as I was hoping to pack. And what I've been doing, I'm concerned that it might come back to bite me.
Okay.
So in the past, I've still got some of the same moving boxes from when we moved just over a year and a bit ago. And I have got the exact amount of boxes I know that we need to move the stuff from our house. And it's all got written on it in Sharpie text. They're like... Kitchen appliances, bed linen. I have just been grabbing boxes that had said kitchen on them. That's got like my clothes in it now.
Oh no.
A shed box that now has kitchen appliances in it. And I'm not taping them up. I'm just doing that fold, the lid fold where it folds in on each other.
I haven't seen your new place in person yet. Is there somewhere where you'll be going, all right, let's dump all the boxes in one spot and then we can just take our time putting them in where they need to go?
I imagine either the living area or the garage. I'm thinking the garage is a safe bet.
I think garage is a safe bet because then you can just walk in there and be like, I need a pot.
Because historically, it has been handy when we've moved because all the boxes say where they need to go. Mm. So if we've had removalists help, they go, all right, well, this is going in the kitchen, this is going in the main room. That is not the case now.
I would have someone on the day, like you're getting removalist tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would have someone designated at the front door to be like,
the checker.
This room. Just pointing.
Right. Because almost so like people that run wedding venues.
Yeah.
That's what
I did the last time we moved because we had so much stuff. Okay. We were uniting all of our stuff.
Two houses to one, yeah.
And so, yeah, I was the box checker. I was like, all right, this room. Because if you ask my fiance Akshay, he'd be like, I don't know, ask Jess.
Well, this is because I'm just so tired and I just don't care because I'm so over moving. I'm just like, if we put all the boxes in the garage, we'll figure it out. We'll open them all up.
No.
And then we'll go, all right, yeah, this box needs to go here, that box needs to go.
It'll take you so much longer to unpack. Just have one of you stand at the door and point. Make it your wife. She doesn't deserve to have to lift things.
Yeah, I was going to say. I don't think I get the fun job of being the checker.
She's the designated pointer.
Yep.
You are the designated lifter.
I'm the designated. We'll have a sore back on Sunday. So, all right. So, we'll come back to bite me?
Yeah. Oh, also, I'm busy Saturday, okay. So don't call.
Fantastic.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, we are getting to the end of the year, and so a lot of people are looking to, you know, psychic predictions to see what is ahead for us.
Sorry, you just said that like it was a normal thing. But yeah, I'll let you keep going.
Well, you've heard of Baba Vanga, right?
Oh, your great 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 grandmother.
I'm Macedonian. She's Bulgarian, obviously.
Is she?
So yes.
Oh gosh. I feel bad, genuinely. I thought she was Macedonian.
She isn't Macedonian, no.
Bulgaria is close enough.
Close enough is good enough. She's Balkan.
Yeah, so are you. But that's not who you are.
It's not who I am.
I don't want to put you in a box.
And I don't make earth-shattering predictions like Baba Vanga.
Maybe Bubba Jess.
Bubba Jessica.
Bubba Jessica.
Maybe next year.
But we'll get to it. Because hers are pretty grim. I would love yours to be like...
They are pretty grim.
Like the positive version.
And a lot of things, you know, the problem with Baba Vanga is she was very vague. And a lot of people have been like, oh, wow, she predicted so many things.
Whereas the Simpsons episodes are very specific very about specific. Certain things like Donald Trump becoming president and some other things predicted.
Like, you know, like there's been some like, you know, very devastating... world, you know,
like wars, earthquakes, terrible
sort of
tsunamis.
Apparently she predicted COVID happening. Who would have thought?
Oh, but from memory, it was like, oh, something bad will happen in 2020.
Are you trying to be Bulgarian right now?
No. Move on.
So apparently she has made a correct prediction for 2023 and it happened on December 1st.
Okay, so we're only just over a week away from that.
Yes, so Baba Vanga warned that there would be a solar tsunami on the sun, which would wreak global havoc.
Solar flares.
Now, my fiancé works in energy, and he last week had a terrible day at work because of these solar flares.
Oh, really? So it affects
everyone, apparently. And he
actually... My dog did start barking at about 4 in the afternoon. I thought it was bizarre.
He said to me, he was like, oh, we're expecting, like, we have to plan as if there's going to be some outages today.
Isn't it scary that solar flares on the surface of the sun can affect the planet?
Right. And so apparently Baba Vanga predicted this. She did predict much more like mass kind of blackouts. She actually said that there was going to be the start of the next dark ages.
But
I don't know. The light's still on in here, Tim, so I beg to differ.
Like Norlane had an hour, a tricky hour. But besides that. All right. Well, Jess, now that we've got through the sad stuff, with Baba Jessica, what could be a positive thing we expect before the end of the year? Like, do I need to give you more time? Maybe on Monday we...
I think give me more time. Let me sit on it. Let me marinate. Let me have a Turkish coffee and I'll get back to you.
But you said you were
from... it's a wog thing.
Okay.
I promise.
Bulgaria, Macedonia, Turkey. I just don't know anymore.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.